Welcome to the Nintendo Show, episode 35. I'm your co-host, Devin Moon, and with me, not as always, Sawyer Champagne, my brother from another mother, quite literally. Well, I don't know if it's literal, but he feels as such. We've been buddies for a long time, family, basically, good friend, and one of many podcasts we've done together. We've done We Do Games. We've done all kinds of things that I can't even remember. This week, we talk about France. Spring's a leak. Sega has a huge announcement. And of course, we'll be going into the fan questions as usual. So the show is nothing without you. So remember, listener, if you want to be part of the show, visit our website at nintendoshow.com. Watch us live on Facebook at 9:30 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time, a little later today. And you can just send in your comments right there on Facebook Live, or just go right into our website. That is where we pull all of the good questions, all the good stuff. Soy, are you ready to dive in to Mr. Miyamoto's magical news?
Let's do it.
All right. There is one item on the list today. Sawyer, leaks found on Amazon France gives some credence to a Nintendo Direct appearing very soon. The site's leaked SKUs or SKUs of four Nintendo games and several third-party games, including two games, each from developers Square Enix, WB, Ubisoft, 2K Games, and three Bethesda games. So each developer gets two that I just said, and Bethesda's coming in with three. Usually when you see a SKU like this come down the pike, it means a leaked Direct is coming on its way, most likely, not far behind. Usually that is the case. We will see if that is true. Now, Sawyer, let's do some speculation. Let's dive in and speculate, percolate the brains, muscles, and get in. Square Enix, two games that Square Enix can make for Nintendo. Because these ones aren't going to Xbox and these games aren't going to PlayStation. These are totally different. Who do you think? What do you think Square Enix is going to bring?
Gonna go with the Octopath Traveler, right? That was them.
Yeah, that was one of them for sure. Yeah, that could be one of them.
I'm going with the sequel.
You're going for Octopath Traveler 2. That's possible. It's possible. So I wonder. So there is a possibility that one of these games maybe has already been announced, which would be Bravely Default 2. Which I think Bravely Default, they did. I think they did Octopath Traveler, the team. So I don't know if they would be doing this one, but it's possible. I don't know for sure if that's the case. I do. But as far as like Square Enix goes, it could be like Tomb Raider is a Square Enix game, right? I could see a Tomb Raider game, like a Tomb Raider port. I think the first one could run. I don't know about the second one. Do you think the second one could run? Could it play the game of life that is Switch?
I mean, they got The Witcher on the Switch. So, I mean.
That's true. So, it is possible.
If you got the ambition, it's possible.
So, it's possible. I could see games like. But because there would be no reason for that to be come back on the Xbox or PlayStation. You know, it would be specifically for that game this year or this system this year. So, I could see a Tomb Raider. Again, it just seems like a very port heavy year, so I could see that. Or just a surprise RPG in general. They might have been so happy with how well Octopath Traveler did that they're like, you know what? Let's give them a little more. Let's give them a little more of that taste. So I don't know what it would be, but a special Final Fantasy, Sawyer? A special Final Fantasy, you say?
I don't know. I was thinking.
I agree.
Maybe some Kingdom Hearts.
That would be cool.
Let's push some Kingdom Hearts on the Switch.
Dude, Kingdom Hearts would be great. That's like a perfect game for Switch, dude. The whole Disney crap, all that stuff. Even like 1 and 2 are just doing like all the old ones and putting them all together in a collection. Or even a new one, dude. Like,
yeah, I don't care 3D. About all the half of the crap.
That's true. But like 3DS got tons of like Kingdom Hearts. So it could be just a new Kingdom Hearts game for the Switch. That's a possibility. Or like, how about, what's that? Deus Ex. I could see Deus Ex ports. Anyways, for me, as far as Square, I'm thinking we're looking at ports. It is possible that we get one. I would be totally down for one new game from Square. It's possible. The next guy is WB, Batman, right?
See, here I went with the, what's it called? Shadows of War.
Yeah, either of those, I think. I could see a Batman collection, or I could see like a Mordor collection. Both of those. That's like all. And there's two games for this WB. And it also could be a Lego game. I mean, to be honest, it's most likely two Lego
WB's games. The one who does Lego?
I think they're part of it. I'm pretty sure they're part of it.
Let's see. Star Wars. Lego Star Wars. There we go.
Yeah, if it's not already on it. I don't even know what Lego games we have on the Switch. I have left that train a while ago, sadly. Ubisoft, Just Dance is one of them. I guarantee that. The other one, I don't know. Because they've been doing these ports of Assassin's Creed. Yeah, they've been doing a ports of Assassin's Creed. But the next one they would have to do is like the big heavy guy, like the guys that are on the next gen. And I don't know, man. Again, like you said, Witcher's running, but I'm like, I don't know. In my opinion, I think Odyssey is prettier than Witcher, but that's me. I don't know.
Yeah, but they all control that garbage, so you could easily put them on the Switch without losing anything there.
Yeah, yeah. So like Assassin's Creed, I'm like, it's a possibility. I would love to just see another Mario Rabbids, or just give them a totally different Nintendo game altogether. I would like anything from those guys.
Zelda Rabbids. There we go.
Yeah, Zelda Rabbids. Like anything like that would be cool.
You want to hunt him down with sword and bow?
Yeah, dude. Let's see. The other guy, 2K Games. So 2K, dude, they gave lots of love this past week. We got Borderlands Soy finally on that Switch. You buy that? You get that Borderlands again?
I have it like six different places right now. I don't know. If I could justify a seventh, my wife will kill me.
Prove your fandom to me right now, Sawyer. Bring out that Switch and buy it live. Dude.
Yeah, not happening.
So BioShock came, Borderlands came, and XCOM. So the only 2K games that I could see coming, one of them would be huge. Grand Theft Auto 5 would be ginormous and obvious. So weird that it's not on the Switch yet. It was last-gen game. I don't know
if Nintendo wants that on it, though.
No, dude. I think Nintendo doesn't care anymore about that stuff. Like, honestly, like the games that they're porting over, like Wolfenstein 2, dude. Like, even BioShock Infinite. There's some nasty, gory crap going on the Switch these days. So I don't think they care so much. Like, I mean, The Witcher 3, that ain't no spring That's chicken, true. You know what I mean? There ain't no spring chicken. So I could definitely see that being one of the 2K games. Are we going to see a Bully game? I don't know. Like, are we going to see finally like a Bully remake? Who knows? I don't know what the other one would be. Because they have all the big 2K games that I can think of are already on, except for the guys that are like the Rockstar games. So we might see a Red Dead game, but I don't know. Any other speculation on 2K at all?
I don't know. They just released everything I thought they had. So, I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's like all Rockstar 2K stuff now. All right. Three Bethesda games. What the devil are these three Bethesda games? I in my opinion, they got to be like stupid ones, like card games, maybe?
They're going to throw it back to a Morrowind or something like that.
You think so? It could be.
Skyrim's on everything. Why not make Morrowind on everything?
Or Oblivion. They could do like an Oblivion. Yeah, true. Like with updated graphics. Like updated Skyrim graphics. What else, dude? Yeah, Oblivion, Skyrim. I cannot, like, honestly, for me, I'm like, the ports. Well, and then we got Wolf. They could be. No, I'm pretty sure all the Wolfenstein games are on there. Doom Eternal might be one of them. Obviously Doom Eternal is coming, so it could be that
one. That's already confirmed to come out.
Yeah, I guess the problem is they don't know if these are old SKUs or like they just don't know kind of things. So it's possible that Doom Eternal is one of them, which means there's just one other, which I don't know what it'd be. I'm sure it'd be just a lame, but maybe Fallout 3 finally gets a thing, or Vegas would be cool. I don't know.
You're right, a lame game, right?
Yeah, you're right, actually. Sawyer, positivity.
Fallout 76, okay? Fallout 76.
Well, hey, now that's positivity if I've ever heard positivity. So that is that. Number two on the news, Soy. Sega. What is Sega hiding, dude? Okay, so according to Gametsu, a journalist has said, my column in next week's issue of Famitsu is crazy. I got a huge scoop. It's a world premiere article. It's a scoop from a game company that everyone loves, Sega, an insane scoop. Last year, Wired got the exclusive story of PlayStation 5, right? It's that level of a scoop. I interviewed a certain company, an executive technical staff, and it's really revolutionary. Really, it's a revolution. It'll be in Famitsu next Thursday. I already sent in my manuscript, so the proofs are going to be made now. It's a scoop on the level when the story comes out. Other media will make a fuss like, why didn't we get this? Why didn't we get to cover this? Maybe people will say, and then he goes on, it's a scoop as major as the PlayStation 5 scoop. That's how big it is, dude. That's how big of a scoop this guy is going out. So he just keeps saying stuff like this. He's just talking himself up. So either he's talking up this story so he makes himself feel good, you know, or he really has something. So this, he's saying he has something PlayStation 5 big, dude, from Sega. What in the world, Sawyer, is Sega hiding? What do they got in that closet? What dead body are they pulling out of there?
The only thing I actually care about from Sega is like Phantasy Star Online. So
it's already on Xbox.
Yep, PC now too.
Speaking of Xbox, Soy, do you think Sega and Xbox have been a little buddy-buddy? A little loving in the oven? There seems something weird going on, dude. Something wacky is going on with those two. Because remember, Soy, PlayStation exclusives. What is it? Yakuza. All those games were PlayStation exclusives. Guess what was just shown on that Xbox conference? Yakuza, baby, coming to the Xbox on day one. Made by Sega. Phantasy Star Online, also made by Sega, also on the Xbox. Could it be that Xbox bought Sega?
I don't think so.
Dude, why are these exclusives all of a sudden on Xbox? Did Sega get bought out by Xbox? And to put it even further, I saw this and it blew my mind, Sawyer. This is total speculation. I saw this and it blew my mind. What if, because Xbox can't do well, is not doing well in Japan, what if they market the Xbox as a new Sega console in Japan? That it's called a Sega console in Japan.
So you have the Microsoft Sega Series X.
or just call it the Sega Master System, but like you just renew it and just totally. And that's it. And Sega, dude, if they acquired Sega, Sega has some big old school games. Xbox has never competed in old school games. They entered the generation during the 3D generation. They've never been in the 2D market. You get all their crap. You get those Vector Mans. You get all that garbage. Bring in this garbage. And then you get to play with that field. You get to mess around with that. Get all their games, dude. That would be a great acquisition. And the fact that you can be like, hey, we're not Xbox over in Japan. We're Sega, dude. And guess what? All the nerds over in the freaking US, they're going to be like, I want a Sega console. I want a console that says Sega. I'm going to go buy it over in Japan in the US market. I would. I'm a Sega fanboy. I would go find it.
I hate it, Devin. I hate the theory.
That's a great theory, don't you think?
No, it's
terrible.
What's
wrong with that, dude? What's wrong with that?
If they throw Sega onto like anything, just the name, I'm just not going to get it. Like, get that garbage out of there. You leave them with their games, and that's it.
It will still be Xbox here, but Japan, you totally remarket it. You totally make it a Sega console. This is appearing in Famitsu, which is a Japanese, whatever.
It's where I get my Pokemon place. News. I got it.
Yeah. Yeah. Whatever the crap it's called. Whatever you call it, article place, news place. So Famitsu is the joint. I'm like, why would you pick here to do it? It has to be Japanese news. Something with Sega is going on, or it's just a Sega Dreamcast Mini, which would also be cool. But is that PlayStation 5 big? No, they ain't PlayStation 5 big. It's awesome, but it's not PlayStation 5 big.
Okay, but who's PlayStation 5 big? Is it like it? Do they care about PlayStation 5, this writer? Because he's writing for Famitsu. That's a Nintendo magazine, basically.
No, it's not Nintendo only. It's a Japanese conglomerate.
Which is basically Nintendo, yep.
yeah. Hey, PlayStation's there too. What would be even crazier is probably that, what if Sega just went back into the console market, and instead of fighting Xbox and PlayStation, they just fought the Switch, and they had their own Switch.
They're taking on Nintendo. Mm-hmm. That's a big fight. They're going Sega versus Nintendo again.
Yeah, that'd be cool though. I'd buy it if they had good games. I'd buy it. And you would know that Sega handheld would look better than a Nintendo one. Sleek black, beautiful screen. Come on, baby. Give me that Sega. Anyway, so that might come out on Thursday. I can put
PSO on it. Good.
Yeah. So, dude, I don't know. Any ideas? Any other ideas other than those crazy, stupid ideas that I threw at you?
No, I'm thinking I'm leaning the console route. Not that Microsoft bought them and they're selling Microsoft's Sega box whatevers, but Sega's going to try to come into the console market.
Yeah, I could see that. It would be, any of those would be huge. I just, if this is a Sonic game, so help me. Do not hype me up for a Sonic game. But Sega does this crap. The people do this crap.
It's a PS5 level Sonic game, so it's got to be amazing. It turns you into Sonic, and you can run around the world like Sonic.
It'll blow your mind, man. Sonic VR, baby. Sega VR. No. Who knows? Yeah, no. For sure. All right, dude. What have you been playing, dude? What games you been playing?
Oh man, so recently I got back into Pokemon Go. But you know,
why?
Apart from
What brought you back? Did something come?
Some health goals.
Oh,
so I'm gonna be out walking around, running around anyways. Might as well play Pokemon Go while I'm doing it.
There you go. That's not bad. But thank you, Nintendo. You finally you did it again. You got us outside.
Right.
You kept yelling at us on the Wii screen, and we finally did it for you, okay? Your Pokemon Go got Soy to move.
Now give me Pokemon Sleep, and I'll start sleeping all the time.
Exactly.
But apart from that, Minecraft Dungeons is actually taking a lot of my time.
Really? You loving it? You digging it?
I'm digging it. It feels like the Gauntlet games to me, like the old Gauntlet Legends.
Really? Okay, yeah. That's pretty fun. Are you playing it with anybody or just going on your own? What you doing?
I played a bit with Dan, but he's a chump and started doing some other stuff, so I just left him in the dust. I haven't really told him that yet, but oh well.
He's been Thanos. Yeah. That's true.
And then I showed my wife and Alan's daughter actually a little bit today. They weren't really impressed that much, so I'll have to try again with them.
You would think they would like it. I'd like the visual look personally. I think it looks cool. I'm down with it personally.
My wife hates voxel art.
Oh, does she? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that ain't gonna work then. So you need a crew, or you just go on your own. Is all I gotta say.
I've been grinding solo. It's great.
Is it too simple? Is it too simplified? Is it not good enough to call Diablo like?
I mean, it is very much a Diablo light. Because, I mean, you still got the combinations you could do. And, you know, you get your three artifacts, your melee weapon, your ranged weapon, and your armor. And the build's vary quite a bit. So, I mean, it's there. It's just not super deep like everyone was wanting, which I don't know why they expected it because, you know, Minecraft. But, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it looked fun. I don't know. I love Gauntlet games. You just say the word Gauntlet and I'm like, you know, I perk right up. So I'm down for that.
Yeah, as long as you're expecting like not they're procedurally generated levels, but they're not that different from each other. So they're still pretty much the same. Mm-hmm. Like they don't feel too different. And so you're just going through for the experience, the fun.
Yeah. Combat. Going through the grind, getting the gear,
watching people get exploded by creepers, you know, it's great.
It's the best life. It's the only life. For me, I bought BioShock Infinite on the Switch.
Oh, did you?
And soy, it looks and plays muy excelente, very nice, very nice. Like I honestly, I'd never played Infinite. That's the one that I skipped. I just was kind of down on games during that time. It kind of was like my slump. But I really loved BioShock. First BioShock, totally loved it. I know you're a 2 fan, right? You're a big fan of 2.
I'm not a fan of any.
Oh, you're not? Oh, it's everyone else was, right? Alan and those guys like 2.
They're not my kind of games. I don't like spooky games.
That's true. This one is less spooky and more like... So it's really cool what they do with the environment. It's really bright, really well lit, but like it's spooky in the way that like the people and the culture, like it's really like it's set in the, it feels like the world is set in the 1800s or maybe, I don't know, but lots of racism, all that kind of stuff. It's very interesting to see in a game because usually they don't do the race stuff in games that much. Like Mafia 3 is one that I can think of, but this one not. So it's pretty cool to see that. It's like, there's like slavery and like all this kind of stuff in this like heaven that they've created up top. It's really interesting, really cool, awesome world. It plays really well. I wish there was gyro aiming. There's no gyro aiming. It's really hard with that little nub to get that precise aiming, which is really weird, Soy. Borderlands, dude, they got that gyro, but BioShock didn't, so it's weird. So whatever.
Borderlands is always solid everywhere, though.
That's true. So Borderlands has lots of options. BioShock doesn't, but in the settings at least. But it looks really pretty, runs really well. And to be honest, you don't need that much precision with a BioShock game. It plays just fine. I'm doing just fine. I almost think it's too easy. To be honest, is this better than the first one? I don't think it is. I think it copies a lot what the first one made, but there is a lot of cool stuff they add. The chick that you have as a companion character is really cool. So it's a really cool game. Check it out. I think it was $20 if you're into the third one. The collections are not as expensive. So last week I thought they were going to be $60. They're like 50, 50. And then I think they may all might be 50 unless you're like piecemealing some of them. So yeah, that's what we're playing. That's the games. Go check those bad boys out. So this is 10 questions. This is how it works. One of us knows the game. That is Sawyer. While the other guy guesses the game. That's me. We have 10 questions to figure out what the game is. The questions must be yes, no questions. The nice thing about 10 questions is the guesser will know the date and the console that the game was released on. Sawyer told me the game was released on the Nintendo 64 and the date was 1996. Let's go back, shall we? Sawyer, this was, I believe, the first year of the Nintendo 64. I could be wrong. Is this a platforming game?
Yes. No.
No?
No, no.
What was the head movement there? What was this bobble head movement? What was that?
I mean,
it is
not
a platformer, but it isn't a platformer? Don't play games with me,
Sawyer. No, it's not a platformer.
Okay, not a platformer.
I mean, if I stretch it, yeah, I could call it a platformer if I really stretch things, but it's not a platformer. Really stretch it.
Okay. Is this a shooter? Is this a first person shooter game?
No.
Not an FPS. Okay. Not a platformer, not a first person shooter. Is this a third person action game?
No.
What are you playing? Hey, what are you playing?
I'm playing Minecraft Dungeons. I don't know about you.
Do you control any vehicles in this game?
Yes.
Yes. Is Wings in the title?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. Hunt him down, baby.
Yes, it is.
is this game Pilot Wings or Pilot Wings? Hold on a sec. Don't screw me here. Is this Pilot Wings 64? Is that the title of this stupid game? Okay.
Yeah. See, yeah, on platform, so there's platforming, and then there is cannon. You shoot yourself out of the cannon. So I was like, well, it kind of is a shooter, right?
Maybe.
Stretches things.
A lot of pushing, a lot of stretching. Are you a fan of Pilot Wings, Soy? Do you like Pilot Wings?
Oh, way back in the day, yeah.
Really? Okay.
If it came out nowadays, probably not, but when I was a youngster.
Yeah, for me, it was just too, I don't know. Like, any game that didn't have, like, a forward progression, I was a stupid kid that was like, where do I go? Where's the story?
You were playing Halo then soon anyways, so I mean.
Yeah, dude. I had a couple more years.
Wasn't too far.
Just playing my GoldenEye, my Perfect Darks, my Zeldas. All right. This is Console Wars, the ninth generation. Me and Soy are going to talk about the latest from Xbox and PlayStation within 5 minutes, because that's all they deserve from Nintendo. 5 minutes! Not a minute, second more, Sawyer. Let's get into it. Ready, set, go. On June 4th, we will see PlayStation's vision for the future of gaming. What do you expect to see from PlayStation, Sawyer? What do you expect Sony will bring to the future of gaming? What do you want to see, I guess? What would convince you? You're an Xbox guy. PlayStation has pooped in your cereal so much, so many times. What would, like, bring you home, baby? What would be like, I want this?
Oh, man, I don't know about that. About convincing me, what I think they're going to do is come in and bring in all the first party games that we already know exist and they still haven't released and they still need a release. It's only been like 5 years for some of them.
Yeah. Well, they're almost done with that. They're almost done with all the ones that they announced 5 years ago, which is nice.
Not yet.
We're just, we're close. We're on the border. I expect that we'll probably see, we're definitely, so like you brought up just barely, Soy, PlayStation likes to play far out. We might see games here today on this week that are not coming out for years, because PlayStation, that's how they play the game, but it works. Like, people are hyped about these games for years and years and years. And you think in your mind, yeah, Sony has a lot of great games. Sony has a lot of good exclusives, but really they only release like two a year, if that, and they come out and they drop things a little bit at a time. Every year you see a little bit of PlayStation action and that's about it. So I do expect that we will see games like God of War 2, Spider-Man 2, anything with a 2 in it really will probably be.
Oh, I'm hoping for Horizon Zero Dawn 2.
I think we will see that too. And a lot of people expect that this game, Horizon Zero Dawn 2, will be the one that releases on day and date with the console. I don't think that's going to happen, but it's possible. They came out on Breath of the Wild time exactly the same month or day almost. Maybe it was the same day.
It was three years ago.
Yeah, so it was 3 years ago. That's not a lot of time to develop a game. It's okay. It's a decent amount of time. I think they could do it if they have a big enough team, but I'm like, is it like Breath of the Wild ain't releasing at all this year? I guarantee you that. So I don't know if this game is going to be released in October when all these consoles come out. You know, I do not see that coming, but it would be cool. I'd love to see it. I wasn't a huge fan of it, but I would love to see it. I think it has good possibilities. What else could we see? We'll see the console, right? You believe we're going to see it finally?
I sure hope so. It's only been how long?
Yeah, seriously. We definitely should see the console. I think it's going to be white and futuristic. I think it's going to look like a futuristic box, like a lot of smooth edges, rounded, white. Could it look like that ugly garbage box? Possibly. Possible.
Is it going to have the LED lights like they think everyone wants in their computer too?
Yeah.
Because they had it all over the controller, so I'm waiting for it.
It's possible. Yeah, just glowing. No one wants that. Like, it looks cool for 2 seconds, then you're like, how do I turn this off? Where's the light button?
It used to be black, pitch black, and now it's bright. Yep, lit up by the PlayStation.
No sleeping. What else? We already saw the controller. I expect we might see UI. We might see... I think what they're going to show is they're going to show next gen visuals for sure.
Yep, we got to see real gameplay.
Yeah, real gameplay, next gen visuals. I think they learned from Xbox's mistake of showing Xbox One and Xbox Series X games together, which are backwards compatible, whatever. Cool, but not next gen. It doesn't look like next gen. So I think Sony will show the next gen stuff. Will it be conceptual? Most likely. I think a lot of it will be, except for maybe Horizon if they do show it. So they might even show. What about like a Knack? Whatever that Knack game is.
I could go for a new Knack. That'd be fun. Yeah.
Oh, Knack, not Knack
3 or no. Whatever.
Not Knack. I got Knack on the brain. Not Knack. Oh, it's over, Soy. Time's over. Sorry. You all don't know what the game is. Sorry. Sorry, game. Man, it's just how it goes. That's just the rough of it. That's a shame. It had a robot in it, whatever that game was. Robot. Clank. Ratchet and Clank. Okay, time's up. All right, let's go into fan questions. Pout asked, have you guys seen aerial photos of Universal Super Nintendo World theme park? What do you think? How bad do you want to explore that park? Sawyer, pull it up. Pull it up.
I'm working on it.
It looks good, dude. It looks good. I mean, if you're into theme parks, which I kind of am.
I'm definitely not.
I know. I know you're not, but... You know, just pretend with me, okay? Just pretend. Just pretend you're a child again.
Dude, it looks like someone ate Play-Doh and vomited
everywhere. Yeah, it does. Yeah, it does. That's my boy. I love it. Dude, it looks like you're entering Mario World. It's so happy.
It's so colorful.
Sawyer, don't tell me that you don't want to jump into that Play-Doh world. Look how happy that is.
A toad.
Mushrooms?
You ride a migraine just looking at it.
You ride a Yoshi, Sawyer. You ride a Yoshi.
A real Yoshi or a robot Yoshi?
It's a robot Yoshi, but they're doing their best. It looks great. I'm down for it. Go there. Go see my Hogwarts world after that. Go to my Harry Potter world. I'm just going to jump around on that Universal train. Dude, I love that crap. I love theme parks. I'm into that garbage. Sawyer, I'm glad you're here for this show. You know?
Right, I got a ton to add, right?
Yeah. Hey, you're someone to bounce off. It's better than me talking to a wall. Bo asks, saw this on Kind of Funny. We've done this also, Soy, before on We Do Games.
Oh, yeah, we have.
Let's see if we can do a new one. What is one of your most controversial video gaming opinions? I'll go first since you were thrown into this. This is going to piss you off. It's funny that I got you here.
Great.
Yeah, I'm sorry. So I think that technically the PlayStation 4 got the joysticks right. That I think the joystick should be just right there, straight on, straight line. Because now everyone do this with me. Take your hands and just let them rest. Where did they go? Where did they go, huh? You see what I'm making here, Soy? What does that feel like? Because nope. Don't do that. Sawyer, that's not realistic. When you are in comfort zone, they go right down onto, they do not do the, is it asymmetrical? Is that the one where it's diagonal? They don't do that garbage. So. It is not asymmetrical. Like if you're going to do it, if you're doing comfort, I believe the PlayStation has got it right. That's where your hand comfortably wants to put your thumbs. They do not technically want to do that. Just because everyone started off their shooter world with Halo and that asymmetrical controller, so everyone plays first person shooters and they're like, hey, this is the best one. This is the best one because it is. All I'm saying is because you're used to it, homie. You're used to it. You're used to playing RPGs with your PlayStation controller, and you're used to playing first-person shooters with your Xbox and the asymmetrical. That's all. It's just because you're used to it. Try a new thing. Try the right way.
I hurt my wrist.
Yeah.
I hate the PlayStation controller.
It's comfortable. Listen, I'm not saying
they come down like this, so you're like squishing together.
Listen, yeah, I'm saying where the stick placement is perfect. I'm not saying the comfort is better. The comfort isn't better, but the stick placement, they got that right. They got that right.
See, so I have decades on the staggered placement, so I mean.
That's what I'm saying. Everyone is used to it. They're used to it.
No, it's called a decade of conditioning.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I've been there. I feel you. I had to re-uncondition. Get out of it. I ate the red pill or the blue pill, whatever you want to call it. I ate it. I'm seeing the Matrix now, baby, for what it is. Sway, what do you got? Anything?
All right. You ready for this one?
Oh, baby. Please don't.
Horizon Zero Dawn. Remember
this. Okay, thank you. Realize this is the Nintendo show. Just, I'm glad you're going to PlayStation.
10 times better.
No, you Sawyer. Do not finish the sentence.
The Breath of the Wild.
Oh.
And it deserved more attention than Breath of the Wild did.
Oh, Sawyer, no. What have you done?
It was
this is the
game.
Nintendo show. No, Sawyer. This is the Nintendo show. I will kick you out right now.
Here's a better one. Pokemon is Nintendo's best franchise and only good franchise.
Only good, Sawyer. No, not only good. You can say best, but you cannot say only good. Mario, Zelda. Do you hate Zelda so severely? You come into my house and tell me you hate Zelda. You come in here on the day of my daughter's wedding and you're going to do this? You're going to drop me like this? I kill people for this crap. You understand?
They lost their touch.
Oh, dude. No, they didn't lose their touch. Breath of the Wild is excellent. I understand it's your opinion. Yeah. I know it's controversial. But all I got to say about your favorite game that should be better is it's just a copy of every other single game. There's nothing exciting about that game. It's basically Assassin's Creed and Bethesda games had a baby. There's your cool game. It's a copy of everything. There's dinosaurs in it. That's the only cool part about it. Robot dinosaurs, I admit, awesome. I admit, awesome. But Breath of the Wild, open plains, beautiful.
Had no robot dinosaurs.
Had robots, robot rocks.
Not robot dinosaurs.
You're right. Okay, you're right. Breath of the Wild sucks. Yogi
now
asks,
let's hope number two is better.
Yeah, actually, I do. I think there could be definitely things that could have been better. That's for sure. Yogi asked, should Nintendo take a page from Sony's book and announce games way ahead of time, updating us about the game every year until it's finished, or stick with the games that come out within the year, or the Xbox model for that matter? Sawyer, do you like the Xbox Nintendo model, or do you like the PlayStation drip feed model? What would you go for? What do you like a taste?
PlayStation kills me. How long have we been seeing trailers for Last of Us 2?
It's been a bit.
How long did we know about the guard or the Last Guardian before it came out 13 years later?
Well, in Final Fantasy VII. Man. I mean, yikes. Yeah, Final Fantasy VII Remake. That was rough for people. So I think I would like... The cool thing about PlayStation is I do feel hyped when I see their shows. Xbox, I haven't been hyped for an Xbox show for a bit. Like, they do show some cool stuff, but I haven't been like, whoa. Nintendo, I'm always hyped because I mean, do you see the sign there? The Nintendo show? I mean, come on, man. I mean, you could do anything and I'd be loving that crap. So for me, like, I do think there is an important thing, though, that Nintendo should not bury the lead too much that they don't have any games to show. And then you're like, well, you know, just tell people, OK, this is what's going to come out 3 or 2 years down the line and it's going to be awesome.
Is that working for them, though? Because, like, look at Metroid. They announced that a while ago, and it's still not out. We still don't know anything about it.
I think the thing is you got to drip feed it. Like, you have to have faith in it. Like, you have to be like, okay, it's going to be this, and we will show you it. Metroid, I think, the problem with Metroid is, it got thrown away to a different studio, and that's one of the major problems. You should have went with retro in the beginning, Nintendo. What the frick you doing? What else are they doing right now? Oh, man. That's it for fan questions. Everyone, thanks for sending those in. We appreciate it. Releases coming this week, Trev or Soy? Good frick. I've done this show too much with Trev. New releases this week. We got Clubhouse Games 51 World Classics. Now, you shut your mouth. Actually, I know. You know what
I don't know what it is. I can't judge it.
It's 51 games. Like, think of any really bad board game. 51 of them. Produced by Nintendo. And in my opinion, because you're the kind of guy that always is the reverse of me, you like this idea, don't you? You want this game now, huh? You want this weird 51 classics.
We did start playing Monopoly on the Switch.
Uh-huh. Do you like it?
No, it's actually horribly boring. But
yeah. You can't save Monopoly sometimes. This one, it's got McCullough and some card games. And
hey, man, Carla is great.
Some Chinese checkers. And
how much is the game?
Probably $60. Who knows? $40. It better 40. Be. Yeah, it better be 40.
I was gonna say 20 is worth it for Mancala.
Yeah, there's 51s. You got bowling. That's something.
You got poker in there too, and boxing.
Yeah, they got four robot, of a kind. Toy boxing. I'm convincing you now, huh? Okay.
See,
there are people that want this. I'm just not one of them. Because I have, you see all these board games here?
I like it.
See all these? I don't need more board games, especially on my Switch. I just don't play that way.
I just got video games. I don't need more board games.
Yeah, I don't need it. And the other game, The Outer Worlds is finally coming to the Switch. It had like a 3-4 month delay, COVID, all that garbage. Here she comes, baby. Grand Reha, hoo-ha, hoo-ha, coming in. Did you like that game at all? Did you enjoy it at all? Did you play it?
Didn't play it at all.
Okay, didn't play it at all.
I've been looking at it, and I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, dude, what are you doing? You're an Xbox guy. It's free. It's just sitting there for you. Taste it.
Yeah, but it's a single-player game. I like to play multiplayer games myself.
Right. Yeah, that's what Sony could give you, is some multiplayer games. Those mothers don't have any of those, for sure. So The Outer Worlds, this game is a Fallout-like game. Really cool. Done by the guys that made Fallout New Vegas. I played a little bit of it. I think it will run well on the Switch. From the visuals that I saw, it can run it.
We're good. I don't know what you're saying on that one, D.
It can run it. Believe me. The grass doesn't sway. It just sits there. It's static. It's pretty, but it's not. Listen, it ain't a winner. It ain't a winner. The Switch can do it. Soy. But it is a fun gameplay, though. Fun gameplay, fun story. We're going to end the show with final recommendations. This is where we give something awesome to check out, video games or otherwise. I will go first again, but I had something and now I've lost my brain. Now I have to edit this out. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Or you can just leave it.
It's true. The one that my recommendation is going to be Lost Cities. It's a board game, card game specifically, $20, maybe 25 on Amazon. This game is a simple, just cool card game where you're, it's a two-player game. So if you and your wife, Soy, you and your lady, you can do this. You don't need a big group. It's really fun. Had a lot of fun with me and my wife doing it. Basically, you're matching numbers going down a row and then matching colors and a whole bunch of stuff to do expeditions to go on, see some lost cities. Anyways, that's a bad description of it. It's a good game. It's one of the best two-player games probably ever made. I'm sure many people have heard of it. I just recently bought it because games. Games. So that's mine for now. I had a better one, but that's a good one. Go check out Lost Cities. Cheap game, good two-player game if you need one. Date night, folks. Date night. Soy, what are you going to give me for date night? Roses? Where are my roses?
Well, I don't know. We live like so close and yet we never see each other. I'm going to go with Terraria. So they just had their big 1.4. It's the very last update that I'm aware of that's going to come out for Terraria ever. And it's got journey mode, so it's a lot easier. So it's easier for new people to come pick up if you want to, you know, play it with your significant other or not, if they're not into games. But it's got some cool stuff in it. And I think it's worth checking out if you haven't checked out Terraria in a while or if you just haven't checked it out at all.
Terraria, check it out. I've heard it's really good. It looks really good.
It's on Game Pass if you want it on your Xbox, but it's also across like all consoles and on your phone too.
I think it recently came to the Switch, or is coming to the Switch, like that. So yeah,
I don't think the last update's out for the consoles yet, though.
Probably not. Yeah. That's it. That's it for the Nintendo Show. Make sure to visit us at nintendoshow.com. Join our Facebook group. And go to our Twitter at Nintendo Show Pod. Remember to like and share and rate us on the podcast service of your choice and leave us a review on iTunes. Sawyer, thanks for coming, dude. Thanks for supporting me. Thanks for giving me that love. We will see you all later. Bye.